I am joined now. I'm so excited to get to talk some Milwaukee Bucks with the one and only Ty Windisch of the Eurostep podcast. You can find him on Twitter at Ty Windisch. Ty, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm excited to join you here. I'm excited to speak with you, Andy. I'm not super excited with the way the Bucks have looked recently, but hopefully, you know, excited about what should be a better game tonight against the Celtics.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully that is the case. I am going to start, because of that, with the impossible task, the impossible question for you. It's not even a question. I need signs of hope, Ty. I know Bucks fans in Milwaukee need signs of hope. So give me something. We're three games in. Two of them were massively disappointing. You got one game against the Sixers team that was missing its two of its best three players. Give me something. Whatever you have, give me some signs of hope.
Well, I would say Damian Lillard's been getting to the rim. I saw today, I think he's actually leading all players who have crossed a certain threshold in percentage finishing at the rim, which that's actually something that excited me when I saw that today, given, you know, I think he didn't always look as explosive off the bounce last season, and you know, him being able to work out and be in better shape was a big focus this season. And I think we've seen more of the Dame and Giannis two-man game, and he's also had some really effective actions with Brook Lopez, so... You know, there's clearly a lot to be ironed out for the Bucks right now at this stage, and I think, frankly, effort and just being more situationally aware on both ends is some of the bigger ones, but I think we're seeing some of the key personnel, they can still play. You know, even someone like Brook Lopez, who can be kind of a divisive figure, you know, physically, I think still looks in great shape. Is he spry? Is he fast? You know, no, he probably never was, but I think he's still able to do what the Bucks need defensively, so I think it's not as much... oh, these guys can't play, as it is, there's things to iron out, but I think the primaries still look like they can be good enough to get the job done in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think if there is signs of hope, I do think it, you know, resides in Damian Lillard and the way that he has looked so far. I do think he has looked quite a bit better than he did really almost at any point last year, much more explosive, which is very, very exciting. And that three-pointer is looking mighty good as well so far. All right, that being said, Bucks are 0-2 against the Bulls and the Nets in their last two games, an embarrassing performance last night. And you were hoping that after maybe that disappointing game against the Bulls, they'd be able to bounce back and understand, all right, we need to have a little bit more effort, not allow the second chance points against the Nets, and just come out and play much better. And that certainly did not happen. In fact, I would argue they looked worse against the Nets than they did against the Bulls. I don't even know if I have a perfect question for you, Ty, but walk me through what happened in these past two games.
Yeah, I think it's, they're not the fastest team in the world, right? Like, that's been the truth. I think it's still the truth. Although, frankly, I think they're probably a little more athletic than they were last season. And I guess the silver lining of Chris Middleton not playing is pretty much anyone else who's going to be put in the rotation for him is probably, you know, not a better player, certainly, but is going to be able to, you know, move a little quicker and have a little more speed or athleticism than Chris does at this point. But I just think they're not quick, they're not young. They are still an old team, one of, if not the oldest in the league, even if their rotation got some a bit younger with Gary Trent and Torian Prince, who are now spot starters with Middleton out. I just think with their existing limitations, if you're not locked in knowing exactly where you need to be defensively, moving toward that spot before the need opens up, you know, you have to be aware ahead of time and already on the move. Every little break in that looks so much worse, because then a lot of these players don't have, you know, they're not Andre Jackson Jr. They can't get out there if they're a step late and still contest shots. So, you know, Bucks are letting some of these guys, these unproven players really for Chicago and Brooklyn for the most part, letting those guys shoot. Those players kind of get hot. They build some confidence. They're in a rhythm. And then the Bucks just can't stop them in the second half because they just frankly are not good enough defensively with the way they're playing right now. So I would expect to see a better brand of basketball against the Celtics. I think this has been an issue for Milwaukee for a few years now. They really do tend to play down to their competition, as frustrating as it is. But I also think it's going to be hard to quote-unquote flip that switch when you have not been building good habits on either end this week.
Yeah, I could not agree with that more. Let's transition then to that Bucks-Celtics game tonight, as you have two disappointing games back-to-back. Not exactly the buzzsaw of a team that you want to see you know, right away, right after, and playing arguably the best team and the defending champions in the Boston Celtics. What do you want to see from this Bucks team tonight, and what do they need to do to ultimately pick up a victory?
Yeah, I think as much as I think defense probably gets people more upset because it's just worse because they're not as talented on that end, I need to see a better offensive game plan, really the kind of one that the Bucks used in opening night against Philly. I mean, the optimism has been quickly forgotten, but it looked gorgeous. And the brand, the basketball they played, Dame and Giannis were still, of course, leading the team and getting up a whole lot of shots and, you know, playing their roles as superstars. But the ball just moved so much more, and there was so much more player movement as well. You know, guys are surveying the whole floor from the post position and finding cutters or pass swing to the corner for an open three, turning down good shots for great shots. I think these last two games, I don't know if it's because the motivation or the other team wasn't as proven or wasn't expected to be any good, but the Bucks have just seemed like they were taking the first shot available almost every single possession, maybe run one pick and roll, but then shoot out of it anyway. And I just think the attention to detail needs to be there offensively with this team's limits in athleticism and just defensive ability outside of their 4-5, really. They need to be set up in half court. And I think when they go on these prolonged offensive droughts, then teams are always moving in semi-transition or transition against them, especially turnovers or even worse than missed shots. And then their defense just doesn't have a chance. If they're not set up in multiple possessions, they're just going to give up points. They don't have the talent to overcome that post-Drew Holiday trade. So I want to see offensively a really smart, cohesive game plan. I want to see Dame and Giannis share the ball and get up good, great shots, not good shots. And then I think defensively, hopefully you have a chance. But it's going to be a real challenge on both ends because, as you mentioned, Boston is clearly, I think, right now the best team, and they're going to be a handful.
Ty, why is it when you have a veteran team that you would think that they would understand and have the knowledge of, like, hey, we need to move the ball around, get great shots, and really make it so that we go through our offense and maybe not just, you know, throw up shots that are, like you said, maybe even some of them are okay to good, but they're not getting the great looks that you would ideally like. You would think that a team of Brooke Lopez and Giannis and Dame Lillard and all these veterans that are out there would have a little bit better of an understanding of exactly how to play that brand of basketball, but it just hasn't seemed like they've really wanted to over the course of last season and these first few games so far.
I really think it comes from just the backgrounds of who the players Giannis and Dame are. I think both guys have just been relied upon so much for, you know, their prime, like the greatest stage of their career, where, you know, both guys really, I think Dame even more, but Giannis too, is used to a lot of offense just being, okay, I'm going to break down the whole defense. I'm going to either step back behind everyone or barrel forward through everyone for the two different players and get my 30, and then, you know, I'll open up my assists from there. I think, you know, Dame, a true point guard as well, but certainly used to needing to go off and score a lot to keep his teams in games. And even though Giannis wasn't the Bucks' point guard, he was still clearly the offensive engine. And especially these last few years, you know, Drew was healthy when he was around, of course, but Chris has been in and out of the lineup so much that I just feel like it's these guys' first nature to just want to score and just do everything. And then that makes it hard for them to coexist when they're both thinking that way. And then it takes out some of the necessary flow in the offense. So what puzzles me, though, is, you know, it worked so well night one. It was perfect. Yeah. And even after the last two games, Doc has been like, we need to get back there. I don't know where the disconnect is, but I sure hope it goes away, because that's the kind of offense I think this team needs to play to really get to its ceiling.
Yeah, I totally agree. And hopefully, like you said, we see that tonight. All right, couple things really quick. Thoughts on the newest three trio of players in Gary Trent, DeLon Wright, and Taurean Prince, and what you've seen from them so far?
Yeah, I'm still most excited about Gary Trent Jr. long term. I think it's been a little bit more of a rickety start than I expected. You know, I think the Bucks, and some of this comes with just the stagnant offense of the last two games generally, but I don't think they've incorporated him very well offensively. It kind of seems like he's more of an afterthought on that end, where he'll shoot some open threes or occasionally he'll take a possession and kind of run the offense. But it doesn't seem as planned out to me. It almost seems like it's just, okay, we don't have anything. Gary, go make something happen, which it's fine to rely on that, you know, occasionally if nothing works in a possession. But we'd just like to see some more scripted offense for him, because he is a more talented offensive player than the two guards the Bucks have had. I mean, really, ever, you know, considering Drew wasn't the two guard. So I'd like to see him incorporated a little more smoothly offensively. I think defensively has had good moments and bad moments, but is doing well there. Taurean Prince was great the first two games, kind of struggled against Brooklyn, but I think he's just a very solid veteran wing who knows the spots to be in and will look much better if there is more ball movement, because he was a terrific cutter and passer opening night in Philly. And then DeLon Wright, we haven't seen as much. He had a nice game against Chicago. I think one of the struggles for him also, which is again, kind of Giannis and bench groups have been pretty bad, and DeLon Wright and Giannis have been part of those groups. I just think he hasn't been given the ball probably enough. I mean, I'm not saying you just want him to have the ball in all of his minutes, even if Giannis is out there, and Giannis should just be like a screen and roller. But I do think, you know, you brought the guy in to play backup point guard. Let him handle the ball and set up some more shots. It just feels like he hasn't been very involved outside of, you know, a few-minute run against Chicago where he looked great, and they could really use him also incorporated more into the offense organically and able to run some pick-and-rolls or some actions to make life easier on the rest of these offensive players. But, you know, not a great start. I'm not out on him by any means. I just think there's a little more work that needs to be done to get DeLon Wright able to contribute to the fullest here on the Bucks.
Yeah, overall, I still like those three additions, and hopefully we see a better version of all three of them tonight and get those guys going a little bit more. Bucks coming up at Celtics, at Grizzlies, Cleveland, at Cleveland, Jazz, at Knicks, and Celtics. Again, a very tough stretch coming up. You're going to want to be sure to follow Ty on the Eurostep podcast as he breaks it all down for you. Ty, anything you want to plug besides the Eurostep podcast or where we can find it on your way out?
That's number one. GSPN.info will take you to our home base on Substack where you can find all the links. But really appreciate the time. And again, really hoping I can be more positive the rest of this week here. But it's been a bit of a rough start over the weekend.